you know, fell short of the ultimate goal. Hell of a season. I mean, really, really incredible what we were able to overcome and achieve and you know, get to that point. But same time, you know, you get that far, you want to win the whole thing. So just kind of reflecting on really the whole year and thinking of maybe some things you could have done different to, you know, maybe get over that hump and get back to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I know it's not really what people want to hear right now after a disappointing loss, but I think everybody's really proud of what we were able to do this year and proud of the way that the guys, you know, just stuck together throughout the whole season and, you know, just really laid it out there for our brothers. I mean, it's really really a lot of good things that came out of this year. But, I mean, done a lot of these interviews now throughout the years, and never gets easier. It's always tough. So just got to find a way to, you know, regroup and try to learn some lessons and make sure you get over the hump following year.
We know this is a business, and we know this is a contract year for you. But obviously, you're pretty emotional last night after the game and during the game. Is it one of the ultimate goals is to be back here and be a Green Bay Packer? If so, why?
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, I've been here 8 years. This is my home. You know, raised my children here. We got a family. I just love my brothers here. Some of my best friends on this team. Love the city. Just love putting on that helmet every weekend. You know, I just it's an honor to represent this team. So, yeah, it's definitely something that you know, it's not up to me, not my call. But yeah, I think everybody here knows that this is where my home is, and this is where I want to stay. So hopefully things get worked out the next couple months.
Yeah. How tough was it for you to play in that pain that you had with that foot? A lot of the guys saying TJ's been playing with a broken foot.
Yeah, I mean, it was it was tough. I mean, game day, you know, I had the adrenaline gut getting you through it, and it never fully healed. You know, which is why last night it just kind of re-aggravated a little bit. But it was, hell, man, there's a lot of guys in this locker room that were playing through a lot of stuff. I mean, Jordy going out there playing with cracked ribs yesterday. Aaron early in the year playing with a bad calf, bad hamstring. Clay playing through a bad shoulder. I mean, the guys on the offensive line battling injuries week in, week out. It's just really you know, contagious mindset, I think, throughout the locker room. When you see guys that are battling through those injuries, you don't want to be that guy that's sitting there watching them play and watching them battle. So, for me, it's something that, hey, I'm always going to play if I can, and you know, no matter how much pain I'm in, because ultimately everybody's going through something. So, don't want to let your teammates down by not being available and not playing. So that's just always kind of been my mind.
Were you surprised that Jordy played with those broken ribs yesterday?
Yes and no. I mean, I think watching him throughout the week of practice, I mean, you could tell he was in a good amount of pain. But just the type of player he is, the type of competitor, just the stage of the big game. I there was no way he was going to miss that game. And I was more surprised at how productive he was. I was interested to see, how we were going to use him. And Aaron went to him pretty quick there and kept throwing him the ball. So, yeah, it was huge to have him back. Mentally, I think, you know, obviously you see a guy like that laying it on the line for your team. Definitely a great hell of a player, and just good to see him just lay it all on the line for us.
TJ, I know you didn't want to have to go to the Pro Bowl because of the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. but with it being your first Pro Bowl, is there some personal disappointment in the fact that you're not going to be
I think, definitely wanted to be there, but it's not, it's not the end of the world. I'm going to go get my hip scoped this Friday, so jump on that quick and, take as much time as I possibly can to recover and rehab for that. So I guess there's a silver lining there. Last thing I would want to do is go to the Pro Bowl and get injured. So, done playing football now for a while, can take time to, rest, heal up, and get ready to grind out another offseason.